Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Orioles win 6-0 last night. Game 2 of the 3-game series against the Rangers at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Night. Bob Haney and Jim Hunter live from Pickles at 5:30. And joining us now in studio, but also on the Win the Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's our friend, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. And Bordy, you like to lean optimistic. So how are you feeling about what you saw from Trevor Rogers last night?
Oh, wow. That was a great start. I mean, that was impressive. It really was. Good for him, right? It seemed like he had great command. His fastball velocity stayed consistent. He was locating. He didn't have any walks. I mean, I think that was pretty impressive. So, yeah, good for him. But once again, it seems like, I don't know, every time this team shines, it's like against a terrible team. The Rangers offense is one of the worst offenses in baseball. So, you know, kudos to them, though. You take what you can get. You win when you can. And they did last night. That was pretty convincing win, too. And the offense is starting to pick up as well.
Can you... And I know you just had this young man on your pod there with Jerry.
Be More Baseball.
Be More Baseball.
Yes, it is the Be More Baseball podcast.
Cody Mayo seems to be finding a bit of a home at first base, certainly better than third. And when he's been given opportunities lately, he's had some quality at-bats against righties and lefties, and he's driving in some runs, and he's hitting the ball harder. And they're, like, let's face it, their season, come on, man. Like, you know, like, they're not winning a World Series. Are you shocked that he is not playing more than once every 3 days?
Yeah, I'd like to see him play more, for sure. I think this is the golden opportunity. I feel like he's starting to get more comfortable, too. And he made a couple picks last night at first base that were, you know, Mountcastle-esque as far as, like, getting his eyes behind the ball and doing it the right way. So I think things are definitely trending in the right direction for him. And as soon as he starts popping home runs, I think offensively this kid's really going to take off. He seems like he's in a good place. You know, we talked to him today about his relationship with Manzolino as an infield coach and now manager, coming up with Buck Britton, got all his friends around him. I mean, what a great place to learn and really thrive. So I hope he gets more of an opportunity to play, because I agree. I don't know that there's going to be much of a chance for this team, although there's always still hope. But man, give the kid an opportunity to get his feet underneath him. You never know, man. Sometimes these guys take off. Look what's happening to Jackson Holliday right now. He has settled in, and he's a great leadoff hitter.
It's a perfect segue, Bordy. And it seemed like he was scuffling a little bit, but then Friday he got inserted into the lineup after Adley got scratched against a tough lefty in Max Free, one of the best lefties in all baseball, did really well. Three hits last night, two of them off Corbin, a lefty. He's playing with a ton of confidence.
Yeah, he sure is. That was so impressive the other day. You know, not being in the lineup, and then all of a sudden, boom, quick, you're back in there. So mentally, that shows that he's on it, man. He's locked in. First pitch of the game, nice line drive to left field off one of the best lefties in the game.
Yeah.
He looks really confident right now. And I've said this before, I think he has a really unique hitting style. If you pitch him in, he's already preset his front hip to where he will turn and burn on you as quick as anybody in the game. But he has the ability to keep his hands back as he cheats the front hip forward. He'll keep his hands back, and he's still able to drive the ball the other way and up the middle. I think it's impressive, and he is ready to hit from the get-go because he is jumping on the first pitch lately, too.
Talking with Mike Bordick, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, we probably discuss some version of this every year, but we are nearing the trade deadline. It's a team that looks like a seller. You've been in this position where you've been in a clubhouse and you know you could be traded. What's it like for some of these guys coming to the ballpark knowing that they might get called into the office and being told they're getting dealt?
Yeah, well, it's a little, I don't know, I'd say scary, intimidating, because I think everybody on this team especially wants to be a part of this team as they continue to win and, I guess, strive forward, because they've all kind of collectively, at least the foundation of this team, come up together, and I think they feel good about that, and I think they really want to take the next step forward, and for this team and organization, it's to win in the postseason, right? So, you know, I don't know if there's much talk of it. I know the veteran guys are more aware of it probably than the younger players, and that said, you know, a veteran player, all they want to do is win. So if you get traded, every guy's hoping, well, if I get traded, please trade me to a winning team and give them an opportunity to get a ring. I remember when Mancini recently got traded. You remember that? He got traded to Houston, and he came away with a ring, right? So good for him. And, you know, I even got a chance to play in the World Series the year I got traded from the Orioles. So I think that's what you hope for, because ultimately that's the bottom line. Players just want to be on a winning team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't you think, like, to that end, everybody talks about, and you alluded to it, like, you're a little nervous and you're on edge, but, like, if O'Hearn goes to, San Francisco, because they just got Devers, and maybe not Seattle, but, like, if they go to a place where they're going to have a chance to play in more big games, compete in prime time for a playoff push, play for a team in the playoffs and shine there, and then ultimately earn more money from it. Wouldn't the competitor in you sort of burn that way? And I guess it's different for a Sed who's been here so long. But is there not the flip side of it, which is, man, it's an opportunity to go from a team that's a bit of a sinking ship to a chance to show my wares. And then if they want me back 6 months from now, they can talk to my agent.
Happened with you.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the thinking, to be honest with you, from players. I don't know if they look to, unless they're disgruntled, you know, and I don't think Cedric Mullins is disgruntled. Right. I don't think anybody on this Orioles team is disgruntled. And I think to a man, they really love coming to the park and being a part of this and wanting to try to right the ship together. And even, you know, when I was on a losing team in 2000, when everybody was getting traded away, you still felt collectively like, man, let's stay together and we'll try to get this done as well as we can. But obviously upper management didn't think that, so they traded everybody away. I think this team is still pushing forward and trying to stay together as well as they can. And I think they're going to be a combination of both buyer and seller. So I think that's how they're going to approach this.
If they are a buyer and seller, is Sam Basayo, is he untouchable for you? Or would you look to swing a big trade as him with being the centerpiece?
I don't think, honestly, except Gunnar, because I think he is, you know, just got to be a mainstay. I don't know that anybody's untouchable, to be honest with you, because I think this organization this year has been just really eye-opening on many fronts. Obviously, the injuries have just been, you know, a catastrophe for this organization, but it also shows that, you know, even though they targeted depth this offseason, they need more. And the organization has been weakened dramatically since all their number one guys are now in the big leagues. So for sustainable success, they just have to find a way to continue to bring guys in and hopefully get top prospects. And I think that's the way they have to look at it.
Bordy, let the people know what's going on with the podcast and is Aloysius behaving?
Yeah. He's been great. It was a great pickup. He's really an angry man.
Yeah. Yes.
I would say curmudgeonish.
Yes.
You know, we had a great show today with Kobe Mayo. What a nice young kid he is, and he works hard to try to make himself as good as possible. You know what we asked him too? We asked him about possible outfield play, because I don't know that there's anybody in baseball that's got a stronger arm than this kid.
Yeah.
My gosh, does he have a cannon? And he said, well, I think I'm going to either be first or third here, but if I go to another team, they might put me in the outfield. And I was like, man, come on, try outfield here. Because, you know, Major League Baseball is lacking really good outfield arms. The Orioles have been spoiled with Laureano out there. He's been making plays like a big league shortstop. But yeah, big arm out there, Kobe Mayo.
Bordy, always a pleasure. We talk all the time. You kind of live here, so it's good that we got you back in studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
I appreciate it. Hey, coming up next, Aaron Rodgers speaks. What did he have to say? Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.